855-2387.
This is AM 1280, The Patriot. WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. More talks today in the Senate over how to end the government shutdown and up the nation's borrowing limit by Thursday's deadline. Ohio Republican Rob Portman says he sees a little light at the end of the tunnel now.
This is an opportunity over the next couple days, but really over the next couple months, because I think we'll probably push this down the road a little bit, to deal with the underlying problem. And that is the fact that we have these historic levels of debt and deficit that are hurting the economy today. It's like a wet blanket on the economy.
He was a guest on NBC TV. Don't look now, but for the second straight year, millions of Social Security recipients, disabled veterans, and federal retirees can expect historically small increases in their benefits. An AP analysis of preliminary figures suggests a benefit increase of roughly 1.5% in January. This is SRN News.
So who's really to blame for the government shutdown? Would it be those pesky Republicans who tried repeatedly to get the Senate to go to a conference committee? Or is it the Democrats in the Senate, led by Harry Reid and President Obama, who will not negotiate with Republicans, but will talk to Iran, Putin, and Syria? Not sure who gets all of the blame, but you can count on this. You'll know more about it after listening to this station. Maybe we should pin the tail on the donkey. AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio. AM 1280, The Patriot.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke. I was the dad on a show called Growing Pains, and like all TV dads, I had to teach the kids about handling money. So here goes. If you were ever to find yourself owing the IRS $10,000 or more, you could be looking at wage garnishments, liens, bank levies. You might even lose your home or business. Not good. That's why I'd tell you to call the people at Optima Tax Relief, because there's a new tax debt forgiveness program just announced by the IRS called the Fresh Start Initiative. By calling Optima, you can jump on one of the biggest breaks the IRS has offered in ages. It's huge. You could qualify for a settlement that's 75% lower than before these changes. They're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they even offer a money-back guarantee. Trust me, kids, you can trust these guys.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's a trip you've always wanted to take but never thought possible. Anywhere else, it would just be another seaside resort. But you're in one of the most dynamic regions of the world. You're in Israel, the region that celebrates the history, the culture, and the pioneering spirit of the people of the Holy Land, a place God called my land. Genesis Tours and AM 1280 The Patriot present Experience Israel. 9 exciting days of travel that will take you from the northern heights of Galilee to the southern Judean wilderness, experiencing the wonder of the Bible coming to life and the miracle of prophecy fulfilled in the life of the modern state of Israel. You will walk where Jesus walked and experience firsthand prophetic sights, the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and a whole lot more. Come and experience Israel October 17th through the 26th, 2014. Visit AM1280ThePatriot.com for details or call 855-867-2536 to find out more or to reserve your trip today. Experience Israel, where the Bible comes to life.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-934-2687. That's 1-800-934-2687. 1-800-934-2687.
334-2687. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Telecom Soup, the total technology show built for small to medium-sized businesses. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and wireless services. For those that are not familiar with the show, this is a technology show related to the topics of telecommunications as well as IT infrastructure. We talk about phone service. We talk about different types of internet connections, everything from wireless devices to network security, all geared towards business-to-business owners. We have our weekly guest, BlueNet, the guys from BlueNet, our trusted IT consulting firm, Adam and Arlen. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Charlie, how's it going? Charlie.
Doing fantastic. And we have our special guest today, all the way from Albert Lea, Minnesota, Tim Raven. Tim, how you doing?
Great, Charlie.
Fantastic. We have to give kind of a round of applause for Tim, because Tim's a very dedicated guy. He commutes every day from Albert Lea. that's quite the drive. So because of the topic that we talked about and the popularity a few weeks ago, we had talked about hosted IP or hosted managed services, I invited Tim Raven on the show today to talk about his expertise in hosted VoIP and how that relates to the general public relative to this managed product. As we get further in the show, we're going to talk about this a little bit further, and we're going to dive into TDS as well as this type of product. But first, I want to share with the audience a new program that we are rolling out at Telecom Warehouse. This program, so business owners listen up, this impacts you directly. It's called the 15 for 50 program. Here is what it is. You give us a call at Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149. We will come out and meet with your business. We need 15 minutes of your time. If we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples service, whether it's landline services, whether it's wireless services, your telecommunications or wireless service, 15 minutes, if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we're going to give you $50 for your time. We're going to roll this out starting Monday. There's no obligation. Give us a call at 952-513-2149. We'll come out to your site, make sure you got your bill copy handy, and again, no obligation. We're just going to quote out your services, and if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison based on your landline or wireless services, we're going to give you $50 for your time. We've got three requirements, so kind of pay attention. First requirement is you have to have a minimum telco spend of $200 a month. So if you've got your bill copy and you're a small business and you're spending more than $200 a month, this is a perfect opportunity for you. If it's cellular related, so cell phones, you need to have at least three cell phones on the business plan. This isn't built towards a onesie, twosie kind of thing. We need at least three cell phones. And the last requirement that we have is it's only built for businesses, so no residential. So that's pretty much it. Give us a call at Telecom Warehouse. Our consultants will meet with you 15 minutes for $50. We can't save you money. We'll give you the check right on the spot. Okay. Again, we got Tim Raven on with TDS, TDS Metrocom. Tim, thanks for coming on again.
You're welcome.
Who is TDS Metrocom?
TDS Telecom is a company that's been around since 1969. We're a Fortune 500 company. We service roughly about 37 states. We have somewhere around 7 million customers nationwide.
That's huge.
It's huge.
So let's talk. Now, before I got into the business, I travel a lot with my family. And every time I drive through on my way to, let's say on my way to Brainerd,
mm-hmm.
we drive through Monticello.
Correct.
That's TDS too, isn't it?
It is. In some areas, we are the only phone company. So, for example, if you had a home business, that type of thing in Monticello, we are the only phone company there. In other areas like the greater metro area, we actually compete against multiple different companies.
What is your role at TDS? What do you do?
I really do two different things. Number one, I'm an outside sales rep, so I go out and work with businesses all day. I also support agents who write business for us.
And that would be like Telecom Warehouse.
Exactly.
So we introduced, I met you, Tim, I think back in about 2009, is that correct?
Yes.
And we immediately had a very strong interest in this new product set that that you guys had rolled out called Hosted or Managed IP.
Correct.
What is the value of that type of product?
Well, the real value is where we bundle in all your phone lines, your high-speed internet, and a brand-new hosted IP phone system all together underneath one package.
So if somebody, for example, was looking for hosted VoIP, and again, this is we had talked about this on the show a few weeks ago, what makes TDS such an attractive value?
Well, there's quite a few different reasons. Number one, it's very inexpensive to set it up. It's usually, you know, under a couple hundred dollars to set it up. We'll do all the training. We'll bundle everything. The monthly spend is generally about what people are spending anyway for just their phone lines and high-speed internet.
So we've gone on maybe 1,000 appointments over the past, say, 3-4 years. Do you think that's probably an accurate number?
I would say that's about right.
And generally when we're put into a position where a company has a dollar spend of, let's say, $350 or more, this could be a really, really attractive package. Would you agree with me there?
It is absolutely a perfect package for someone.
Why is that?
Well, for several different reasons. Again, their cost is going to stay roughly about the same. It's going to give them a lot of new features that they don't have today. It's going to give them a brand new phone system. It's going to give them the ability to make changes on the fly. It's got like 10,000 different reasons why it's a good fit for them.
So a lot of times when we're put in this position and, you know, we've got a customer that is spending, say, $500 a month, this hosted product seems to be a tremendous value for them, right?
It is a perfect fit for them.
You guys, as a Fortune 500 company, you come out, you're going to back the product, you're going to train the customers, you're going to show them how to use the services, and in 9 times out of 10, even with the new brand new phone system, I mean, they still even save money.
Many of the customers do end up saving money, yes.
That's a tremendous value. I think Tim and I have going on in these appointments, there's kind of three different types of clients that we find. Ones that spend more money for the service because mm-hmm. they see the value, right?
Right.
Ones that the spend becomes roughly about the same, but they get a brand new phone system.
Correct.
And the third is ones that get a brand new phone system and save money.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty much the which bucket do you want to fall into? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So with this product set, when did you roll Hosted or Managed IP out? When did you roll that to the market?
We rolled it out in 2008.
And the architecture is quite a bit different. You know, Adam and Arlen, we had talked about different types of VoIP, right?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
We've talked about several things, yeah.
And I think there's, you know, there was three types there. We have the premise-based VoIP, we have a bring-your-own-bandwidth VoIP, and then what we're going to talk about as we get further into the conversation is TDS-managed VoIP. It's when somebody invests in VoIP, they get a tremendous value with feature sets. And these are features that they can turn on or off. They don't have to be techie. What are some of those features that you guys would think is you know, we could talk features all day long, but what are a couple that that you guys use on a day-to-day basis?
Well, BlueNet has our product, which is the hosted data side, which is completely separate from voice, but we have kind of built this architecture with the same principles in mind. What we're seeing is a lot of folks, they want a fast deployment. They want to be able to roll out very quickly. They want to have, speed to market, and they want low setup costs because, you know, those are all pieces that if you're deploying an on-site system, you got to build it. It might take 120 days to fully deploy it. In our data side and on the voice side too, it's very similar where you end up with a product set that's ready to go and you can kind of cross over into deployment very, very rapidly.
When we come back, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to dive more into the feature sets. You're listening to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation, just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived on the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. We have our special guest today, Tim Rabin from TDS. Tim, how are you doing?
Great, Charlie.
So before we left on break, we were talking about TDS's value with their product set of managed IP. And one of the things that we want to talk about is kind of the difference between a traditional architecture with a phone system and an internet connection versus what you would expect with TDS. And if you ever decided to move forward with the solution, what you would get from them. So guys, in a traditional phone service, you know, a traditional architecture, Adam or Arlen, would you guys want to talk about how that would look to the user if you know, in the phone closet and so on and so forth?
Yeah, sure, Charlie. So in a traditional phone environment, and we're talking on-premise here, they generally have
premise-based
some
solutions.
Yep, PBX in the closet. They have handsets. An on-premise could be either digital, it could be analog, or it could also be voice over IP as well, but again, a voice over IP on-premise system.
The brains are sitting on site.
Correct. And I'll even go a step further and say there's even the hybrid system where you've got maybe digital handsets, but there might be voice trunking between sites, voice over IP trunking between a couple locations, or you might even have a mix of a couple of handsets that are voice over IP. Traditionally, that includes the needs there. If it's a digital system, the phone's plugged directly into the PBX. If it's kind of a hybrid system or a voice over IP system, you're using a PoE switch or power injector sitting below your desk. There's a lot of cabling that goes along with it. Once you move into like a TDS solution where you're going into a totally managed solution, all of that equipment goes away. other than the switches and some premise-based routers that obviously connect you to TDS in this case.
So, for example, if business owner Bob here, again, we like to use business owner Bob, looks in his phone closet and he's got a PBX, let's say an NEC or an Avaya partner system, he would have had to pay capital to buy that. It's a purchased and now it's owned. Tim, in a managed environment like a TDS hosted, how does that differ from what Bob had in the traditional world? What's the architecture look like?
Well, again, we use all Cisco gear in the back room, but everything actually rides a dedicated T1 back to our equipment, and we've got multiple data centers throughout the country. Huge advantage to that is obviously, number one, there's very little capital that you'd ever need to spend money on. Number two, this is the real key thing, is our calls never actually run over the internet like many other voice over IP systems. They actually run on a dedicated T1 from the customer site back to our data center. At no time do the calls actually go over the internet, and that's why we can give service level agreements. I mean, the call quality is just incredible.
So a lot of inexpensive VoIP solutions, and let's just use some big names, maybe like a Vonage or like Skype, where calls are traveling over the internet.
Go up another level, 8x8.
8x8.
Packet. Those are business grade voice over IP or SIP trunks that they hand off over any carrier.
Well, how about Google and their voice solution?
Google Voice. People using that
too for business.
In those cases, all your feature sets and all your phone qualities is traveling over the public internet, so you're really only as good as your weakest link. Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
So what happens if something is interrupted with that internet connection? It might cause that gargle or sound like you're in a wind tunnel. That doesn't happen with TDS, does it, Tim?
No, it doesn't, because, again, the calls never do run over the internet. They're always on our private dedicated network.
So if somebody opens up their phone closet and looks in there, what are they going to see with the TDS managed IP solution?
Again, you're going to see two pieces of Cisco equipment. One is our router, and number two is our power over Ethernet switch.
And the endpoints that you guys use, the actual physical phones, what brand and what are those?
We use Polycoms. They're a high-definition phone, all kinds of great models on those.
Isn't there a current promotion going on right now with Polycom?
There is. You can actually, when you go with us, you can take advantage of the Polycom rebate program, which amounts to $50 per phone.
So I've got an old phone system. It's a piece of junk, right?
Okay.
And I'm spending $500 a month. I'm going to call you, right?
You are absolutely going to call me, yes.
Well, so you're going to save me money, you're going to give me a brand new phone system, and you're going to buy my old junk back, is that right?
That's about what it comes down to, yes.
All right, how does somebody get a hold of Tim Raven?
I'm at 651-289-3233.
So when we talk about hosted or managed VoIP and TDS's value to the marketplace, let's talk about the web portal. You know, a lot of these features can be turned on or off, and you don't have to be techie. Can you talk about the web portal and kind of what you do when you train your users about how to turn these features on or off?
Absolutely. This is a real big thing with hosted IP phone systems, is that you can actually pull up a web portal, and there's really two different types of web portals. There's one for the admin, so they can control virtually everybody's phones, and then there's an individual. So, just say Adam, for example, wanted to turn a feature on or off. Adam can now control the features of his phone.
So generally what we do, and you can, I want you to touch on this as well, is it's sort of train the trainer, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Talk about that. What does that mean?
Well, in the old world, every time you needed to make changes with your phones, you would actually have to call your phone vendor in. They would charge you $200 trip charge. In the new world, you can literally, will train the admin person, maybe one or two people of the admin, and then they can, I mean, they virtually can kind of help people out if they need to make changes. But we will teach everybody on how to make these changes. And these changes are actually pretty easy. If you've ever done online banking, it's very, very similar. We put a little toolbar on your computer and click a button, turn a feature on or off.
Tim, what happens if they still need help? They still can't figure it out.
let's say they're mentally inept, okay? and believe me, that it's so let's say they forget their passwords, they don't know how to use the web portal. Okay. Now what? Where do we go?
Real easy. We have 24/7 help desk. There are absolutely awesome people to work with. They literally can sign onto your web portal, make the changes in just a couple of quick minutes.
So you're never left without.
You're never left without, no.
And Tim, that's included in your managed fee monthly, correct?
Absolutely. Everything is
no
included.
No additional fees for calling technical support or anything
nope.
like that?
Nope, it's all included.
So, guys, isn't that a huge value to the marketplace is when you purchase a phone system, there's always that initial setup cost. It could be $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. And then you have the ongoing support, right? So you don't have to call your phone vendor for trip charges or any maintenance cost. I mean, if you add that stuff up over time, it costs a lot of money, does it not?
It absolutely does.
Yeah, and Charlie, maybe the thing we have to remind our listeners of is what goes into the cost of a traditional PBX versus hosted. I mean, a traditional PBX, you're going and buying it, you're capitalizing it. Even if it's a newer one that's voice over IP related, you're going and buying it and capitalizing it. One of the other things is that I mentioned a couple weeks ago was what if you buy a PBX that's designed for your business today? Let's say it's got a user cap of 25, 50 users, and all of a sudden you experience some growth or adding another location. These are things that are going to kind of limit you with a traditional PBX. Plus,
so flexibility is.
Yeah, flexibility. Plus, another thing is you're generally paying, you know, those yearly maintenance fees. Plus, if you do need something done, you need to call someone in on site.
Well, let's not forget the folks that may be a little sizable organization that does have some on-site IT person. In the traditional on-site voice system, be it digital, be it voice over IP, there's that guy that has to spend his hours working on some of those issues, training your users and some of those pieces. In a hosted voice, those IT folks on staff with your organization, they're going to have additional resources to offload some of that. So if you look at the total overall picture of your technology spend for voice or for data, this is really where the conversation of hosted and the service level of hosted come into play in a big, big way.
Let's use a real life example. And Arlen, I want to touch on the fact that you had talked about minimal IT support and then the ongoing cost. Tim, we're involved in a deal right now that we have a prospect here in the metropolitan area that we're working on that has 40 stations. And one of the biggest, there's two big reasons that this client is looking at TDS's managed hosted product. Number one was the disaster recovery,
mm-hmm.
because they go down all the time, right?
Yep.
And the other one was that the cost for his service with TDS is literally the exact same price that the customer's paying just for traditional phone service.
Right.
Talk about that. Talk about those two things and what TDS does.
Well, let's talk about the disaster recovery. That's a real big issue in today's world because if your phone lines go down, you're done. I mean, your customers aren't going to call you. You just can't conduct business anymore. What we do that's different is we actually ping our equipment every 5 minutes around the clock. And if we can't read a signal back, we automatically redirect your calls. And that's right down to the user level. So say, for example, Charlie, if you were cleaning your office and you accidentally bumped your phone cord and unplugged your phone, it would automatically redirect to you.
So you guys are doing this 24/7 around the clock.
Correct.
And you can redirect that call to where? Where would a customer?
Typically, customers will do it to a cell phone. But technically, we could, you know, we could send the call virtually anywhere.
Office, cabin, home.
Yes, another office. I mean, the list goes on.
In the example that we're talking about with this customer over in Savage, that was huge because they were down all the time and they were losing sales.
They're absolutely losing sales.
They were losing orders.
Right.
I mean, they were like an inbound call center and they were losing orders because of the fact that they were not getting their phone calls.
Exactly correct.
Well, how about, guys, here's another one. What if you're a customer and you get a busy signal? What kind of image does that portray?
They will pick up the phone and call the next competitor on the list. Everybody's been there before. You can't. You're not picking up your phones actively or managing calls efficiently. You're losing business.
Let's say you're a plumbing and heating contractor, and somebody has an issue with their furnace or their plumbing, and you don't pick up. What are they going to do?
Unless you sell something so extremely specialized that you've got some intellectual property on. They're going to go elsewhere, and everybody's kind of aware of that.
Well, I think it's safe to say that this is a big value in, you know, being able, with your product, Tim, to be able to redirect those phone calls. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive more into these features of TDS's Managed IP. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program.
Saving money on carpet cleaning is different than finding the cheapest guy to clean your carpet. With the holidays coming up, we're all on a budget, and we've all tried the discount carpet guys. That's an expensive lesson to learn. ZeroRes is not the coupon carpet cleaning company. You can't get their quality and service with an online deal of the day. ZeroRes is the only company that cleans carpets with patented empowered water. The carpet looks and feels great when they clean, and my house smells great too. Not like industrial chemicals. That's because ZeroRes doesn't leave sticky, soapy, dirt-attracting residue in the carpet. They even clean 7 days a week to fit your schedule before the holidays. Call before the holiday hullabaloo and get the Patriot Special. 3 rooms, ZeroResified, starting at $159. Call for details. 651-779-8888. 651-779-8888. Serving the Metro and St. Cloud 7 days a week.
It needs no armies or bombs, yet can cause unparalleled damage. The weapon? A well-coordinated cyber attack. For 2 days, business and government leaders will meet to identify dangers and brainstorm innovative and actionable solutions at the 2013 Cybersecurity Summit. The Cybersecurity Summit's mission is to improve cybersecurity at all levels. Protect your data. Protect yourself. Attend the Cybersecurity Summit, October 22nd and 23rd at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Go to cybersecuritysummit.org to register. Cybersecuritysummit.org.
Doesn't everybody want to save money on their cellular service? I know I do. That's why I call the trusted professionals at Mobile Link Wireless. Locally owned and operated, Mobile Link Wireless showed me how I can save money on my monthly service and get the newest devices on the market. Because they work with all the cellular companies, Mobile Link found me the best cell plan based on my needs. So give them a call at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell, president and founder with Telecom Warehouse. For those that have questions, if you have questions about your managed IP or want to learn more about this service, please give us a call. The phone lines are live here today at 651-289-4488. Again, the station number is 651-289-4488. Before the break, we were talking to Tim Rabin from TDS. Tim, how you doing?
Good.
And we were talking about the value that TDS brings to the marketplace with their hosted VoIP platform. The fact that they'll deliver the T1 service, they'll deliver all the Cisco gear, they'll manage the service. Let's talk about ongoing support, Tim. What if somebody invested in this technology with TDS, what can they expect moving forward on their services?
Well, first of all, if for the average customer who actually bought a phone system, you're pretty much stuck with that technology. So, I mean, if you bought a phone system, you know, in 2000, you've got the technology of 2000. With the TDS Managed IP, as new things come out, we'll automatically pass those new features out to you, new software updates, maintenance, all the support that you need. Virtually everything is all rolled into one neat package.
So it'd be kind of like thinking, guys, do you remember the cell phone, the actual device itself that you had 10 years ago? I think my first phone might have been like, I don't even think it had data on it. It was more like a flip phone.
I had an Ericsson cell phone
that was
solid with a little rubber antenna sticking off the top.
Maybe a bag phone. Yeah.
then you probably
I'm not quite that old.
Then you migrated to like a BlackBerry and now you have an iPhone. Well, I mean, imagine in this, Tim, it kind of sounds like buying something and never having to change it ever again. Is that right?
You really don't. People no longer want to spend a lot of money buying this type of technology because really
I mean, you don't want to deal with feature lock. You don't want to
invest
in something and then be fixed hard and fast to what's available to you.
Correct. And for a lot of years, there really was no changes with phones and phone features. I mean, if you got caller ID, I think that was the biggest thing that came out of the 1990s. Well, nowadays, there's new things coming out all the time. It's just like a cell phone. For a long time, a cell phone.
It's like a brand new update on your Droid.
Correct. Correct. And people want, well, in fact, they demand all the new things. And you really need to, because the average customer that calls a business now doesn't expect the way things, you know, how they were 10 years ago.
Sure.
They want, I mean, if you call.
They want to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak.
They do. They do.
And you guys, using your platform, which is BroadSoft, a very commonly used type of platform for hosted VoIP,
mm-hmm.
is it true that you're actually pushing that technology about every 6 to 12 months with new features?
Yes.
So you basically get a brand new phone system. It's about $150 to set up the service.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the cost is very similar, if not less than what they're currently spending.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the nutshell, right?
That's pretty much it.
Why don't people do this? I guess, why are people not investing in picking up the phone and calling?
Well, an awful lot of people are. That's kind of the reality.
Is it because that people are starting to realize that the fastest way to point, you know, from A to B is a straight line, and they really, really want just voice to work and not have to deal with all the, hey, let's evaluate hardware. Let's evaluate this three different phone system features. Let's talk about the bank and how we're going to capitalize our next phone system. Those conversations, I see it on the hosted side of BlueNet's businesses. You know, we just want technology. We just want it to work.
So one of the questions that we have is, you know, when I'm going to talk from personal experience, is that I've built my business around hosted VoIP services. In fact, with TDS, I'm the largest master agent in Minnesota as far as build revenue, and fourth in the nation. And Tim and I have built this way because of the value that this hosted product brings to the marketplace by delivering services with customers. We have a phone call here on line two, and this is Tom from Northeast Minneapolis, and it looks like a Google Voice. Tom, are you there?
Yes.
How you doing, Tom?
Yeah, all right. I'm trying to figure out how to get through to Google's customer service. I cannot find their phone number whatsoever for the Google Voice line.
Just bear with us here. Adam, are you on that right now?
Yeah, I'm starting to look here. Just give me a quick second.
It's going to be buried. You know, that's a testament to some of the big players. It's kind of like, you know, buying an airline ticket. You get, you know, your seat and checked bags and any support you're going to pay extra for. You know, Google's got a lot of their stuff, you know, wrapperized very inexpensively. But you want to get support and you want to get a live person on the phone, it might be very challenging.
Yes, it is.
Just bear with us, Tom. We've got Adam on that right now.
Now, how big is your Google Voice deployment?
Not that big.
Four or five people?
Just small business.
And how's Google Voice working out for you?
It was working out good until they made some changes. I don't know. I'm changing over. I'm going to go with something different.
Well, you need to talk to Charlie about
TDS. Have you ever considered going to a hosted VoIP platform?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, let's start off with this. Tom, give us your telephone number, Tom.
Maybe off the air. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what, Tom, I unfortunately, just quickly looking, and maybe we can do a little bit more research off the air, but it looks like about the only way you can contact Google is via their news groups or email. Just doing a quick search here. With our experience and what we've known from Google Voice. And we'll have our producer take your number off the air, and we can contact you and give you a little bit more information and see if we can talk to you about hosted VoIP.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, I'm going to throw in the constant motto or mantra that you often hear is that you truly get what you pay for on a lot of services. There's a lot of conversations that we can have about how you know, things are low cost and how we can save you money. But at the end of the day, there's still a spend, and you know, you have to have it built up and configured. You know, and part of the proposal and planning that you have to do with technology is the life cycle, the ongoing maintenance. You know, a lot of those pieces are part of the spend that you have to encompass. And if TDS or others are inexpensive to cover all of those, then, you know, that's the best value.
Well, what about the fact that, and Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, there are a lot of fly-by-day VoIP companies, and there's also ones that have been kind of quick to the market. And being quick to the market, they've came out with a lot of bugs and issues, and next thing you know, customers are very, very upset. What's the value of having a Fortune 500 company, somebody that, you know, that's publicly traded, backing your product? Isn't that a huge value?
It's a huge value. There's things that we do that are a lot better than other companies. Again, having things run or calls run over our dedicated private network, that's huge.
So QoS, quality of service.
Quality of service. Every single phone call that you pick up is going to be as clear as possible. Support staff, help desks. We've got it all rolled into one.
So you're really helping along that total cost of ownership, total cost of management path with your solution.
Absolutely.
You don't want your customers to feel the pain and have to deal with support. You are wrapperizing all of that into the solution set.
Correct. You can actually call us and not just email us like other companies.
Well, like poor Tom with Google. And his struggle that he's finding out. You know, he's probably not paying a lot for that service, but you know, when things are having problems and his business is suffering, where are they?
I've touched on the fact that a lot of my customers are here locally in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and the reason that I've done that is because I want to be able to see them. I want to be able to know if there's an issue, I can go out and talk to them. TDS is very, very similar. If you pick up the phone with Help Desk, you're going to get somebody local, are you not?
You absolutely are, yes.
You've got calls coming from Eagan. You've got, where else? You have Pequot Lakes?
Yeah, Pequot Lakes. In this particular area, I mean, we service 37 states, but this is the primary area that we focus on.
Sure. Well, good. So it's local, obviously.
It's local, yes.
Well, good. Guys, what other features do you think that other businesses might take away from the show that we've used on a kind of a day-to-day basis that would help make them productive, more efficient? Are there things that that you guys can think of?
I think a big feature with a hosted VoIP is the voicemail to email functionality.
Absolutely.
Taking that voicemail, attaching it to an email, so your sales guys, your customer service reps, whatever, they can get it in their Outlook, maybe on their desktop computer in the office, or if they're traveling or moving around outside the office, getting it on their phone, their iPhone, their Android, whatever.
That carries over into twinning your phone, so you've got the single number reach or the hot desking where it's ringing your cell phone and your office extension at the same time. That bleeds over into that business continuity piece. Like, what happens if your building burns down? It happens. It's not a very pleasant picture, but it's a reality. Your building burns down, your office, your desks are gone, but your phone calls from your customers are still rolling into your cell phone, and you're still transacting business while you're rebuilding. That's huge.
You know, we've gone on, like I said, a number of appointments, and it's almost as if any business can take advantage of this product. You don't have to be specialized in a certain area or vertical market. It can be anyone, right?
Right. Anybody that values the phone calls coming in from their customers.
So it could be a call center, it could be an insurance agency, it could be a manufacturing plant. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
If you've got a phone sitting on your desk and you value your customers and you want features, this would fit.
This is a perfect fit.
Give the audience one more time, Tim, your telephone number if anyone has questions regarding voice over IP or hosted VoIP or just TDS in general.
Sure. It's 651-289-3233.
Give that number one more time.
651-289-3233.
Guys, what else? What other features are big? What do you use on a day-to-day basis?
I actually got a great question for Tim. Tim, do you guys do unified messaging and in particular faxing? And the reason I'm asking is you think the fax has gone away. It really hasn't. Matter of fact,
I don't think it'll ever go away.
Yeah.
That's just my take.
There are certain businesses, and I'll use a medical practice, a small doctor's office, where faxing, because of its secure nature, it's a one-to-one, a relationship from the endpoint to that fax. It doesn't travel through a public network. Can you touch on what's TDS solution for faxing is?
Right. It's a feature called fax to email. So if I was to send a fax, it would actually go to someone's email.
Just like a voicemail to email, it's attached as a wave, it's actually attached as an attachment.
Correct.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into this fax to email one more time. You're listening to Telecom Soup, and this is Charlie Burrell. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program.
It's time for a vacation, but don't waste it on just another seaside resort. Come visit the region that celebrates the history, the culture, and the pioneering spirit of the people and places of the Holy Land. Experience Israel. Genesis Tours and AM 1280 The Patriot take you on 9 exciting days to marvel at the wonder of the Bible coming to life. Come and experience Israel October 17th through the 26th, 2014. To find out more or to reserve your trip today, visit AM1280ThePatriot.com. Experience Israel, where the Bible comes to life.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. If you're just tuning in now, we've been talking to Tim Raven at TDS with reference to their hosted IP product. Tim, what has helped you write business and help customers and introduce this product to the marketplace and gathering, you know, what's been one of the values that TDS brings to the table to help customers make this transition to hosted services?
Well, there's several things. Obviously, low cost and startup. There's things like contract assistance. So if you're with another carrier, in a lot of cases, we can actually help buy out the agreement if you do have a contract penalty, which is big.
Walk us through that process. What happens?
Say, for example, you're with the ABC company and they were going to charge you, I don't know, say $1,000 or $2,000 or whatever the number is. Essentially what ends up happening is when you get that termination amount, simply send it over to us. We'll cut out a check. We cut out a check directly to the customer.
Guys, that's huge. Being able to buy out an agreement.
It is, because if you think about it, probably 95% of the companies out there have some type of contract. So if you're a business out there, chances are you'll fall into that 95% that you have some type of obligation with the company you're with.
So let's talk about that, because Adam and Arlen, guys, you know, one of the things that limits our job of actually bringing on customers is contracts. Would you guys agree with me? They're locked into something that, you know, they generally can't get out of?
Yeah, we see that in our business. We see a lot of it is, you know, they're stuck into a contract that is just not fitting their business anymore. That's probably the biggest piece, is that they've grown out of it. They've gotten feature sets that they need to have, and the current company they're with maybe not be doing an awful job, but just isn't giving the features. And when they need to move, change, upgrade, they've got this penalty they're faced with. And it's not uncommon for carriers to look to buy out those contracts and allow a customer to benefit from their service.
And so basically, Tim, what you're saying is I'm a business owner and I want to invest in one of these technologies. And one of my limiting abilities is, let's just say, for example, I don't have a lot of money to spend on upgrading services. I'm locked in a current contract with my provider and I want a very cost-effective solution. TDS sounds like it's 3 for 3 on that.
It really is, yes.
It just really, I mean, you guys would come in and basically get a brand new phone system for next to nothing to set up. And buy me out of my agreement.
Correct.
Interesting.
Well, I think the business audience out there, understands the nature of business and what we're trying to put together here. BlueNet does it. TDS does it. It's trying to set your clients up, the people that are coming to you for help, in a win-win scenario. I mean, business owners understand that to win business, you've got to create a win-win for everybody. And I think TDS is doing that from the hosted voice side. Creating that win-win for their clients, just like the business owners out there are out there struggling every day to create that win-win for their clients too.
Charlie, yeah. If you don't mind, I want to pick up on a point that Arlen just mentioned, was with the contract termination, it's growing out of the feature set or out of the current contract. And Tim, I mean, how easy is it to add? Let's say a business spins up another location, whether it be in town or maybe it's in Wisconsin somewhere. Can TDS help, and how can they help?
Absolutely. The nice thing about TDS Managed IP Hosted is that you can scale it down or scale it up or add new locations and give more of a one location presence. So,
what would happen to a customer that has a TDS solution here in Minnesota and kind of the central base and is in a market that's far flung from where a TDS may normally play? That doesn't mean that they're out of TDS's realm of operation.
Oh, correct. Yeah, we could service customers in multiple different areas.
Yeah, so distance is really not an issue at all.
Not an issue.
Everything is essentially riding on your backbone, and so you guys treat it as one enterprise.
We treat it
if the customer wants to go that route.
Correct. In other words, say they had a location in Eagan, one in Plymouth, for example, they could transfer calls back and forth, just like they were in the same office.
Well, fantastic. The contract assistance, in my personal opinion, has absolutely been one of the strongest points. How is TDS able to do that versus XYZ phone company?
Well, we're a company that's been around a long time, fairly large company, very stable company. It's just something that we've done right. We've done it for years, and we have the ability to do it.
You've been in the business for how long, Tim?
A long time. I always kind of hate to say how long, but about 27, 28 years, the last 15 years at TDS.
Where do you think the market is going with TDS that businesses could, what do you think is kind of coming down the pipeline?
A lot of it is more with the feature set, more of the managed services like we're talking about.
Sure. Well, excellent.
Just relinquishing some of that on-site IT. Everybody's realizing that there is a cost to IT and how much it impacts your business. So having a business owner or someone within the organization spending a lot of time dealing with IT related issues when they've got other business related tasks to be accomplishing, mm-hmm. That takes a huge impact out of a day's operation. And I think TDS and BlueNet, we both focus on that as part of our business model.
If anyone in the audience has questions about their services, again, our phone lines are live here at the station, 651-289-4488, 651-289-4488. Guys, I this is a tremendous topic because, like I said, we at Telecom Warehouse, we generally like to look at hosted IP for the simple reasons that we've talked through all the different shows. Low cost of ownership. Very, very limited capital up front. And Tim, out of 10 customers, if we looked at opportunities, let's say we went on 10 appointments, your service is generally less than what they're spending just for traditional phone service.
Right.
That would happen probably, what, 9 out of 10 times?
It happens an awful lot.
I mean, so customers generally will end up purchasing the service because it's almost like too good of an offer to be true.
Correct. It actually gives a customer a chance to upgrade their technology with their phones. And again, a lot of times people don't know what they've been missing until they see it. And I mean, people kind of got caught up into, well, it's just a phone. Well, it's no longer just a phone. You know, it's like saying your cell phone is just a cell phone. Well, it's no longer just a cell phone. It's all kinds of different things.
Imagine having something where you had a very feature-rich phone system, and I'll use a cell phone example, and taking those features away. Guys, how could you even survive? How could you make it through the day-to-day?
Difficult today, Charlie. I mean, think of what's on your cell phone. You've got email, and you've also got other apps on there that might connect to your business. You've got mapping apps, photos now. The cell phone has become the ubiquitous business tool that most people need. Hosted VoIP could become or is that ubiquitous business
tool. It's a tool. It's a tool.
Well.
Yeah, and voice for the longest time has been critical to business, and you know, it's been around for a long, long time.
Yeah. And obviously with hosted VoIP, you know, adding these new feature sets, and some of them are, like I've mentioned before, the fax to email, the voicemail to email. They've also got a lot of the host of VoIP, and I don't know if TDS does this, but a lot of them can do things where they can integrate in with other software to prompt up maybe using a CRM system, and the customer is calling into a customer service center, and that customer service rep, based upon caller ID or a number they dialed, can pop up a record of that customer. So they're ready to go. They've got the information right in front of them. Can TDS do any of that?
Yes.
I mean, with some of the toolbars and things like that you guys have?
Right. It can even do different things, even like click to dial. Now, that sounds kind of funny, but technically in the new world, you don't even need to dial the phone anymore. You can just take your mouse, click on a number, and it dials the phone.
Well, I think a lot of people are familiar with that concept from their cell phone, is that you're surfing a website for auto repair or something, and you find a phone number, and you hit it, and it asks you, you know, if you want to call right from the web page on your phone.
Yep.
It's the same concept over to your business side of the world. You know, if you've got customer contacts in a list from a CRM or some other tool that you've got and you want to dial that number, think about just a double mouse click to have your phone start ringing versus turning to your phone, dialing, you know, the 9-digit extension, you know, or to get out, and the time that saves you. It's about these small savings day to day that, you know, dialing the phone for someone who's on the phone a lot, if they could double click to dial, that actually might save them a good hour of their day, or, you know, you break it down into these quantifiable measures.
Think of a telemarketer doing that, where they're going through their CRM system and they pull up records to do cold calling or customer follow-up, and it's simple that they click to dial inside that application and they can simply pick up the phone and start talking to the customer and the right person. That also reduces risk of error, misdialing, especially in today's. I mean, if you want to be efficient, you need to dial efficiently as well.
Absolutely.
This has been a tremendous topic with Hosted VoIP. And Tim, we really appreciate your time. How does somebody get a hold of you at TDS Telecom?
651-289-3233.
You're right here in Eagan, right?
Right in Eagan.
So again, give us a call at the show, 952-513-2149. What we've been talking about is Hosted VoIP, the features, the functionality, and how your business can benefit and become more efficient with the use of TDS's telecom services. You're listening to Telecom Soup. Thank you for broadcasting, and we'll listen next week. Tune in next week. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Listening to AM 1280 The Patriot just got a little easier, because AM 1280 The Patriot is now available on iHeartRadio. Download the new iHeartRadio app for your smartphone and never miss your favorite programs like Bill Bennett's Morning in America, Mike Gallagher, The Dennis Prager Show, Michael Medved, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Miller, or Mark Levin. Now, all available on iHeartRadio. Visit AM 1280 The Patriot.